This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Criminal Justice Unit warns of rising teen involvement in gun crimes. 155 Ghanaian nurses arrive in Barbados to help boost the health care system. The Ministry of Health says no deaths from the West Nile virus in the country. St. Paul's primary closed today to facilitate testing amid environmental concerns. And U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris surpasses Republican Donald Trump in a new poll in Iowa. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit is raising concerns over the high number of teenagers involved in gun-related crimes. Speaking at a youth-led prayer event at Golden Square Freedom Park in the city, Director Cheryl Willoughby shared statistics showing that teenagers made up the average age in gun-related offenses last year. She emphasized the need for evidence-based, community-driven solutions to effectively address youth crime.
Evidence-based decision-making is the reality of Barbados. No longer can we afford to waste resources through anecdotally looking at programs and determining what we believe are the best solutions for our young people.
When we looked at the data quite recently, I was shocked to realize that over the past 6 months, and we look at the average age of those persons accused for murder, that age group was 17 to 18. When we looked at the entire year last year, the average age of persons accused of gun-related murders was 16 years old.
Referencing the partnership between the unit and the National Peace Program, she highlighted the importance of collaboration in addressing the matter.
So we have a lot of work to do, and it starts by collaborating, by working together. We cannot accomplish this task working in silos. We have to work together. We have to encourage each other. We will make mistakes sometimes, but we have to empower each other to get it done.
Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby. The Ministry of Health has welcomed 155 nurses from Ghana, marking the third cohort from the African country to arrive here, aimed at boosting the local healthcare system. Minister of Health and Wellness Dr. Jerome Walcott says the nurses will be assigned across various specialties to address shortages. He was speaking during a media briefing at the Grantley Adams International Airport yesterday.
We have nurses going to the QH for the various specific specialties, accident and emergency, theater, cardiac, other areas. In the case of the Ministry of Health, we were concerned about nurses, midwives, certainly the area focused on mental health. We have a number of nurses who are trained psychiatric nurses, and this was an area where we were suffering for dearth of trained psychiatric nurses in Barbados. We have nurses also who will be working in the polyclinics deployed in primary health. I gather that we have some nurse practitioners in this group. So we're looking for these nurses to help to improve the overall delivery of our health care, not only in the QEH, but indeed in the rest of the system.
Dr. Walcott highlighted that while a number of students graduate annually from the Barbados Community College with nursing degrees, many still face challenges in passing the required regional exam. He also noted that fewer Barbadians are opting to study nursing.
As it currently stands, we have space for 60 student nurses every year in our college. This year, 45 nursing students entered BCC to do nursing. 9 were non-Barbadian. In other words, 36 Barbadians came forward. So our numbers are going down. You mentioned a number of nurses graduated from BCC. You can graduate from BCC with your degree in nursing, but you need to do a registration exam, which applies across the region, which is set by the Caribbean Council. And therein lies the issue as it relates to the failure rate of our nurses who are trained in BCC, and it fluctuates. One year I hear it is 60%, then I hear it is 40%. You can't be registered unless you have done that exam in Barbados.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Jerome Walcott. The Ministry of Health is assuring Barbadians that there are no deaths from the West Nile virus in the country. Prime Minister Mia Mottley made reference to a child dying from the virus during the Sagicor Life Incorporated lighting ceremony over the weekend. However, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George provided clarity on the matter and encouraged Barbadians to continue to take preventative measures to reduce the risk of mosquito-borne illnesses.
We regret any distress caused by the miscommunication. We assure the public that reports suggesting that a child passed away following infection with West Nile virus are inaccurate. We encourage everyone to continue taking proactive steps to prevent mosquito breeding in and around their homes. We are reminding persons that eliminating standing water in empty containers and other receptacles, along with other mosquito control practices, can help reduce the risk of mosquito-borne illness and protect public health.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. The Barbados Cancer Society is raising concerns over the prevalence of prostate cancer in the country and is urging men to get tested. President of the Society, Dr. David Rosen, noted that prostate cancer rates in Barbados are high, with men here being diagnosed at a younger age than what is being seen globally. He was speaking during VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program.
Prostate cancer is the commonest cancer here in Barbados. It's also the commonest cancer that causes death in Barbados. But if it's diagnosed early, it's not a bad disease. Approximately 320 men every year get prostate cancer here in Barbados. And over 300, not of those people, but 300 a year die from this disease. This is totally different to the rest of the world. The average age of people who get it across the world is 67, but here in Barbados, it's younger. And you have to start thinking if it's 50. And if there's a first-degree relative, men should start getting seen and screened at 40. Now, that's much younger than the rest of the world, but it's important.
President of the Barbados Cancer Society, Dr. David Rosen. There will be no school at St. Paul's Primary to facilitate a temporary relocation of some classes to allow for further testing of the plant. A letter from the school's principal to parents indicated that the transition was done to allow for testing in the hall to determine whether the environmental concerns raised were justified. Subsequent testing found no irregularities. On Tuesday, students from Infants A and B and Class 4 Red will be relocated to the Seventh-day Adventist Conference Center, while all other classes will return to St. Paul's Primary for teaching. The relocation will be in effect until the results and recommendations from the latest round of testing are complete. And finally, U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has surpassed Republican Donald Trump in a new poll in Iowa, with likely women voters responsible for the turnaround in the state that Trump easily won in the 2016 and 2020. This is according to a Des Moines Register poll released over the weekend. The poll of 808 likely voters who were surveyed in October 28th to 31st has Harris leading Trump 47% to 44% in Iowa, which has been trending deeply Republican in recent years. Local newspapers reported it is within the 3.4% point margin of error, but it marked a turnaround from a September Iowa poll that had Trump with a 4-point lead. The Register says that the poll shows that women, particularly those who are older or who are politically independent, are driving the late shift toward Harris. Recapping the headlines. The Criminal Justice Unit warns of rising teen involvement in gun crimes. 155 Ghanaian nurses arrive in Barbados to help boost the healthcare system. The Ministry of Health says no deaths from the West Nile virus in the country. St. Paul's Primary closed today to facilitate testing amid environmental concerns. And U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris surpasses Republican Donald Trump in a new poll in Iowa. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.